Among the questions asked were everything from how the city would pay for recent union contract settlements and outstanding labor issues to how many hybrid cars are in the city's fleet. The mayor's chief of staff, Everett Gillison, says they're doing the best they can with limited resources and are expanding in some areas.
$2 million is proposed for the Department of Licenses and Inspection to hire additional inspectors to strengthen demolition controls to ensure safe public and private demolitions. An additional $2.5 million is proposed for the free library to provide six-day service at all branches through the city.
Councilman Wilson Goodgrilled Office of Economic Opportunity head Angela Dow-Burton about an apparent decline in participation among disadvantaged businesses in city contracts.
Fiscal year 11, 23.3%. Fiscal year 12, 22.5%.
The rate was higher in fiscal year 11 and then dropped in fiscal year 12.
Yes.
The sparring between the sides will go on for several weeks before a budget accord is reached later this spring. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.